This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett. Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. The world is being pulled over your eyes. This is The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett from Zoomer Radio. To reach Richard, call 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
We are back with Dr. Elena Gabor. Again, the website, drgabor.com, drgabor.com, drgabor.com. And don't forget that free download is there. In the upper, was it the upper right hand corner? And it's
upper left hand corner. The, if you look with a computer, not with a phone.
Right. It's not on the mobile version. It's just on the desktop or the computer. Upper left hand corner. It's a free download. And she's recommending that you listen to that at night, and it will help you. It will help you sleep. And hopefully it will help you go home and speak to your spiritual masters every night. Now, let's go to the phones, and we'll begin with Irene in Mississauga. Irene, good morning. Welcome to The Conspiracy Show.
Good morning, Dr. Elena Gabor.
Good morning.
I have some problem with depression, and if something hurt, I started to cry, and I cannot stop crying and trembling my whole body.
Yes. Depression is, again, the result of functioning from disempowering programs of thinking. And you can definitely start by listening to that recording. Negative thoughts can be released, can be actually easily released. And you can have hypnotherapy sessions to overcome depression, or you can even start with a session that I have on my website. I have a few recordings. I created some sessions for overcoming negative thinking and depression, for a positive thinking and self-confidence. And you can try those recordings because they are regular hypnotherapy session. And once the brain listens to them, it will incorporate those new ideas that will replace the negative thoughts. People experience lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem. I would say depression is an identity crisis. The person forgets who it is. The soul forgets who it is. So we are all extensions of the source of love. And we have this tendency to be very critical about ourselves. But as consciousness, we're already perfect. We are already source energy in human form. So unconditionally loving yourself would be the number one thing that you could do for yourself. Have an attitude of gratitude for who you are. To be confident in yourself, to trust the universe, the positive forces of the universe, because they are there with you. But what we do when we have negative thoughts, we reject them. We create a force of rejection, and it's difficult for them to help us. So choose to open yourself to the energy of love. And the first step to do is to choose to love yourself unconditionally, because you cannot have depression and love yourself unconditionally. All depressed people are very critical with themselves. So that's the first step. Love yourself unconditionally and trust the higher levels of your consciousness. And you can listen to that recording, and your brain will learn the new empowering thoughts and beliefs. And also, of course, you can go and see a psychiatrist. You can go to psychotherapy sessions and have hypnotherapy sessions.
Irene, I hope that helps, and we wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Are you from Hungary? Your accent is Hungarian, right?
Yes, I have the same accent.
Yes, I'm not Hungarian. I'm from Romania, but I can recognize. Yes, I can recognize immediately a Hungarian accent.
Oh, very well.
Yes.
Well, very well done. Very well done. So, Irene, all the best. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Yo isokat.
Bye.
Bye bye. Let's say hi to Paul is in Oshawa. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Conspiracy Show.
Hi, Richard. Thank you very much for taking the call and another great show and connection.
Thank you so much. Say hi to Dr. Elena Gabor.
Hi, Dr. Elena. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. I've been outside tonight and I've witnessed four balls of white light that we would consider UFOs. And so because of seeing so many of them, I have to question, does the soul, when it reincarnates on the planet over and over, it also can traverse to other realms of higher vibration?
If it can travel when it incarnates on Earth?
Yes. So if you reincarnate so many times on Earth, is it possible in between or at a time even before you come to the Earth, you've been in other realms?
Oh, absolutely. The souls can travel anywhere they desire. Even our souls, while we sleep at night, our souls can travel anywhere they want. They go to other versions of reality. They go to other lives. Like Nikola Tesla, he was connecting with the light and bringing information from there. Like Einstein was able to get answers to his questions, to answers to his theories. Like Niels Bohr, like Mendeleev. Mendeleev created the table of elements in one night and actually describe the property of the elements that weren't even labeled yet or weren't even discovered yet. All that is information that we bring in our lives by connecting to other planes of existence, other consciousnesses, other lives, other vibrational realities. Even the people that built the pyramids in ancient Egypt, that's how they built the pyramids. The leaders of that society were highly evolved souls who had the ability to travel to other dimensions of existence, and they were guided by the spiritual guides, accessed planes of existence where pyramids were the regular buildings, you know, like we have our houses, they had pyramids. And they learned in that hypnotic state how to build. They brought the information of how to build the pyramids on this planet in order to develop the science of mathematics.
Does that mean there are no geniuses? There are just
people? That's what a genius is, a person, a soul who is able to connect with the higher levels of consciousness to bring information either from the light, either from other planes of existence where what they envision are already things that exist.
Aha. All right. Paul, thank you for the call.
So that's what a genius is. You're very welcome. So yes, souls can either incarnate in other versions of reality or travel to other versions of reality. That's what we do in past life regression too. We travel to other lives, to other versions of reality.
Right, right. Let's say hi to Vanessa in Houston, Texas. Vanessa, good morning. Welcome to the Conspiracy Show.
Hi, good morning. Hi, doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had a quick question. Where do beings such as, you know, beings that were lost via miscarriage or, you know, other beings that were terminated by abortion, where do they go once they're not here?
So souls that are terminated by abortion, we don't know all the details, but I understood that there are different things that can happen. If a soul comes and incarnates, right, starts developing as a human being, and the soul decides that it's not a good place for them to be, that life is not going to turn out well, or the body is not developing properly, or the family where they're incarnated is not really okay for them, they choose to leave. They make an agreement. They make an agreement with the parents as well. It's not like the parents don't know. It's just that the parents don't access consciously that information. And as a result, they suffer when they lose the pregnancy. So sometimes the soul himself can decide to just return back to the light. Then there are other souls that are beginner souls that they cannot handle an entire life. So they take, at the beginning of their journey of evolution, they take very short trips. So they come in, stay a few days or a few months, and they leave. And it was their intention from the beginning. Then there are pregnancies that other result of getting pregnant on a very low vibration. Let's say the mother was extremely stressed, was exhausted, or there were a lot of blockages there. And unfortunately, sometimes it can happen that a soul that's not supposed to incarnate, a soul from the lower dimension of existence, interferes and takes over. And then the spiritual guides and the soul of the mother and father decide that they don't want to deal with such a situation. And then they choose to abort that child, that being. Yes, there are situations where the soul has the intention, the soul of the baby has the intention to come and stay, but the parents make the decision that they want to terminate the pregnancy. The soul returns to the light. Souls understand what is going on. I actually had regressions like that where those regressions will be in my next book, where the soul came at the moment of conception, at the union of the two cells, the gametes, and then stayed for a while, and the mother had to abort or decided to abort. And the soul, my client, went through all the feelings and all the experiences of returning to the light. In that situation, the mother died also. Through the process of abortion, and both of them return to the light. So everything that happens for a reason, and those decisions are made at the subconscious and superconscious levels of existence, and they're made together with the spiritual guides for the benefit of that soul.
Vanessa, thank you for the call, and we will take a quick time out, come back, get to Razia in Hamilton, other calls again. If you want to get on board, call in the Greater Toronto Area, 416-360-0740, 416-360-0740, toll free from just about anywhere, 1-866-740-4740.
Where there's smoke, there's The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett from Zoomer Radio.
Wow, you are really lighting up the phone lines tonight, Dr. Gabor. We have a full board of lines. If one call drops off, you can jump on board again at 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-740-4740. That number, that 1-866 number, is good for just about anywhere. Before we get back to the calls, one of the things I've always grappled with, and you've talked about this before, but I just can't wrap my head around it somehow. And that is the idea of a soul having multiple simultaneous lives. In other words, the soul that I occupy could also occupy another person somewhere. That's very difficult for me to imagine.
Do you mean in the same time version?
Yes, yes, the
of
same
reality?
Time. The same time.
Like, you mean the concept of twin flames. Those are called twin flames, parts of the same soul living different lives in the same time frame reality.
Is right? That the same as the same thing as saying that there is somewhere out there, there's another me?
Yes. There are many you, but in this time frame reality, it's very possible that you haven't incarnated with the entire energy of your soul in one physical body. You may have chosen to divide your energy in multiple parts and incarnate in multiple human beings. it happens very often. It's a very common case. This is one of the reasons for which the number of soul is higher. But the other reason would be that there are infinite souls available to incarnate on planet Earth and on any other place where souls incarnate. It's just the process of evolution of souls, in which once the souls reach to a certain level of evolution, they have a bigger energy, they could split the energy and incarnate in multiple people.
What would happen if let's say I had a twin soul somewhere,
yes,
and I were to meet that person, would I know immediately?
You may feel very attracted to that person, whether it's a woman or a man. You feel very close, easy to talk to, very similar with you. And they have the same fears. They may have kind of the same views on life. They resonate with each other, and they can be very good friends. They can be great life partners. They can be great siblings. It depends how they chose to incarnate, but they attract each other. Usually they end up meeting.
Is that the same thing as a soulmate?
No.
No.
A soulmate is a soul that is on the same level of evolution with you. So it's a different soul, but on the same level of evolution. The ones you refer to, the twin flames, are parts of the same soul. They are the same souls incarnated in different people in the same time frame reality. And all the other past life selves, they are your twin flames too, but they're not incarnated in the same time frame reality.
Right. Okay. Razia is in Hamilton this morning. Razia, welcome to The Conspiracy Show.
Thank you. I love your show. I listen all the time.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah, and I'm so glad it's Dr. Gabor, because I have a very bad problem. I have been hypnotized by a man that is controlling me that way. And he tells me openly that he's hypnotized me and that he makes me do things that I don't remember anything. And then I find out that this thing has happened. And he stalked me for 20 years. I knew him as a friend only 24 years ago. And we were very good friends for 2 years. And then I found him a bit too coming on to me a little bit. So then I cut off the relationship. But it was a platonic relationship. And I said goodbye to him, and I never saw him again. But he started stalking me for 20 years, and he turned the whole neighborhood against me because they were all friends in there. And I kept telling my sisters that I'm being stalked, and they wouldn't believe me. And
how did he hypnotize you? How did he hypnotize you?
What happened about 4 years ago is that he came forward and told my sister that everything I had said about being stalked was true, because it was him that had been doing the stalking.
How did he
now wanted to make amends to me. But what's happening is now that he says that he's in love with me and that he wants to marry me and that I have been hypnotized by him, and that in the hypnosis I married him and that I had a child with him. I don't remember anything at all.
Oh, my word. All right.
I don't know how to get rid of him. I cannot make him understand. He's not well.
Dr. Gabor?
I cannot make him understand.
All right, Razia, let's get Dr. Gabor in here, and let's see if she can offer some assistance.
Hello, Dr. Gabor.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Razia. We are hypnotizing each other. We are influencing each other with our teachers hypnotize us in the sense that we don't do it intentionally, but we all absorb information from each other. We all exchange beliefs and convince each other of things. That's another form of hypnosis. Obviously, this man, or I think this man wasn't a hypnotherapist and doing hypnotherapy session. He was influencing you in his own way.
I don't remember anything what he's talking about.
But how do you know it's true what he's saying?
He's got proof. He says we have a child together. and that I was his wife. And I said, how could I not remember? You know, see, like pregnancy and all that. It's time.
And said, you do you have any?
You had gone away.
Did you go to a psychologist or to a psychiatrist to make sure you don't have memory problem or anything like that?
Yeah, I am going to a psychiatrist.
Because and what finally, is the diagnosis?
He's come forward and he's told everybody that what he did was wrong and that he had stalked me and mm-hmm. did many, many bad things to me in the 20 years. He broke my furniture.
Yes, yes.
Stole my storage.
I think your psychiatrist could definitely help you untangle that. Psychiatrists are familiar with hypnosis.
Yes.
Many of them are familiar with hypnosis. And I'm sure if you tell him the story, he will help you untangle this. This is a complex story.
I am
story
actually in the hospital.
Okay, Razia.
That's very good.
There's one other thing, too. I remember the last hour of my last reincarnation. I know how I died.
Yes, very possibly.
I've been getting the same dream ever since I was a baby. The same dream over and over again till I was 14 years old and I got my period. And then the dreams gradually stopped.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Razia, I've got to move on to other callers. I've got a full board of lines here, but please, listen to your psychiatrist.
And Dr. Gabor, can I call her at her office?
You can call her through the website.
Yes, you can call me. What I would suggest is to talk to your psychiatrist, and also there are psychiatrists that practice hypnotherapy, and you can help them connect you with that life that you kept revisiting. There is a reason why we keep going to the same life over and over again. There is something to resolve there.
Razia,
so you can do that with a hypnotherapist.
Good luck, Razia.
Can
All
I
the best.
Talk to you?
Yeah, you called, contact her through the website, drgabor.com. Okay, Razia, thank you so much. Good luck. All right. We're going to step away again here, Owen. Yes, there's the music right on cue. Okay, we will be back and we will finish up with some more calls as we continue to discuss ethereal science, the science of the soul and the subconscious with Dr. Elena Gabor, drgabor.com, right here on The Conspiracy Show. My name is Richard Serrett. Don't go away.
Take a look around. What do you really see? This is where you can tell all about it. The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett on Zoomer Radio.
Dr. Gabor, I have claustrophobia to the point now, I never used to have it as a child. I remember as a kid, tunneling through the snow and snow forts and so forth, and never bothered me. Now, if I have the sheet over my head, I start to get a bit of a panic attack.
Yes.
So if a phobia or something develops later in life that you didn't have before, is that still attributed to a previous life?
Many times some are past life issues activate throughout our life. You don't necessarily need to have it from the moment you're born. It can activate later. Yes, it could be. It could be something related to this life, but usually in most cases is from another life. Our soul is shaped by all the experiences it ever had, and our talents, abilities, skills, as well as our vulnerabilities and fears are rooted in other experiences.
Right. Do you remember the case of the cave in Thailand that was flooded, trapping all of those children that happened last year?
I'm not familiar with that case.
They were trapped in this cave because the water level rose and they were trapped in there for weeks. And they were thinking about all of these ways. How are they going to get the children out? Even Elon Musk got involved. And but fortunately, they were able to get them all out. They were a soccer team, I believe, a young Thai soccer team. Anyway, when they were discussing that situation on the radio, just listening to it, I mean, absolutely, threw me into almost a panic, a complete panic attack. I mean, that's so common. So many people have claustrophobia. Does it often involve, or could it involve, I don't know, someone who was buried alive in a previous life?
It can be, or it can involve someone who got trapped somewhere in a mine, or got trapped in an elevator or in some space, and they may have not survived. So you never know the scenario. You never know until you explore it. So it's either continuing to live with it, either taking medication for it, either choosing to have a hypnotherapy session and address it.
All right. Let's say hi to Ted in North Carolina. Ted, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Terrific. Thank you.
Good morning. We're doing great.
My question is, I've always wanted to go back in time, not physically, but mentally. How long would it take, say, to go under hypnosis and go back 8,000 years? I'm just curious to know who I was before I was me in many lives.
Well, most of the clients are able to access other lives from the first session, especially if they practice with that recording I suggested to listen to. I always give that recording to my clients before they come to the session, just to get familiar with the state of hypnosis and to learn to quiet their mind. And 99% of the people are able to access whatever life is relevant to them from the first session. So I would say it will take a hypnotherapy session for you to access that. And let's say if you can't in the first session, you practice some more with the recording, and from the second session, you will have no problem.
Okay.
All right,
and you're from Romania.
Yes,
I'm from
Romania.
How long have you been gone from Romania?
Say again, please.
How long have you been gone from Romania?
I came to U.S. 13 years ago, but I go and visit every summer.
Oh, so you were there when Nicolae was there.
Ceausescu, yes.
Yes, I grew up in that regime, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. I expect I'll be contacting you.
There you go.
All right.
All right, Ted.
Well, Doctor, have a great evening.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
DrGabor.com. 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 Let's see if we can move quickly with Louise and Barry. Louise, we'll make you the last call, but you'll have to move quickly. Hi, Louise. Good morning.
Thank goodness. Dr. Gabor, have you dealt with schizophrenia?
Not personally. I trained psychiatrists and psychotherapists who work with people with schizophrenia, and I'm teaching them how to use hypnosis for schizophrenia, but I didn't work personally on those cases. I do discuss with them. They ask my opinion of how to handle certain situations. But again, the first step is reconnect with the light. People that have schizophrenia are able to perceive other versions of reality, but unfortunately, not high vibration versions of reality, low vibration versions where things that are not so good happen. So they are affected by that vibration, they are affected by what's going on there.
Right. And my son is schizophrenic.
Yes,
he doesn't,
exactly.
He lives in another province, but he seems to be completely controlled by these voices.
Yes, very
and,
possible.
And
he opened his consciousness to those souls. Yes. So what he needs to do is to reconnect with the light. By reconnecting with the light, he elevates he's going to be able to elevate his vibration.
Well, Louise, maybe you could direct him to Dr. Gabor's website and he could try listening to that recording.
And slowly elevate his vibration and disconnect from those consciousnesses that he hears as
on
voices.
The internet.
Yes, you can go to drgabor.com and you can contact Elena Gabor. Dr. Gabor, drgabor.com.
Yeah, Louise, I wrote it down.
God
earlier.
Bless you and all the best.
That's great, Richard. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Louise. I hope you can get some help
welcome.
For your son. That's a terrible,
They can't distinguish from reality anymore, reality and what's going on in that version of reality anymore. They overlap those. And that's why they describe those things.
Dr. Gabor, we are out of time. Thank you so much. It always goes by so quickly, and I always enjoy these conversations. Thank you again.
Thank you so much as well, and good luck to everyone.
DrGabor.com. All right, my thanks to Owen and Ryan. Back next week with a brand new program. In the meantime, don't be afraid. There's nothing concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known. What you hear in the dark, speak in the light. What I say in a whisper, proclaim from the housetops. Move over, Aphrodite. I'm coming home. Good night.
Canada, The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett from Zoomer Radio, AM 740.
And welcome to the Audio Imaginarium. Come on in, weary traveler. Hang your cloak on a peg. Grab a stool and come gather around the fire. There are stories to be told, and you are among friends. If this is your first time listening to us here on The Conspiracy Show, you picked a good night, my friends. We ask the big questions on the program, and tonight, no exception. The soul and the subconscious. That's where we're headed for the next 2 hours. Registered hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, Dr. Elena Gabor is standing by live from Santa Monica, and she'll be with me, as I say, for the full 2 hours. In the second hour, we will open up the phone lines and take your questions and comments. Before we get rolling here, I want to give a shout out to Denny Bladel and Kirk Schimmel, our Star Chamber members. Thanks, Denny and Kirk, for your continued tremendous support. It's time for the weekly draw for Patreon.com donors. Every month, all of our supporters are entered into the draw for Strange Planet merchandise. And this month's winner of a CD collection of my Strange Planet radio feature, Volume 2, is Chris Cano of Amarillo, Texas. Chris Cano of Amarillo, Texas. Congrats, Chris. And if you'd like to get in on the monthly draw or be eligible for exclusive monthly online chats and video chats with me, visit patreon.com/strangeplanet. Patreon.com/strangeplanet and consider becoming an official supporter. Owen Wolf is my technical producer and Ryan White is the live stream producer. Now, over the next 2 hours, we're going to dive deep into the mysteries of consciousness, life, and death, and the underlying causes of many physical and mental conditions. Dr. Elena Gabor's pioneering techniques for exploring the subconscious and superconscious levels of the mind has helped her clients open new and unexpected doors into the fascinating realms of past lives and the afterlife, and to gain access to the universe where she believes all souls are originated. She refers to this as home in her book, Home at the Tree of Life. So, who are we? Why don't we remember where we came from? What is our purpose on Earth? What are diseases and how can we heal ourselves? Why is there suffering on Earth? What happens during sleep? Where do we go after the physical death? What does that universe look like? And what do we do there? What's the difference between soul and spirit? Who are spiritual guides? and what is their purpose? These are just some of the areas we'll try and tackle over the next 2 hours. Dr. Elena Gabor is a medical hypnotherapist with private hypnotherapy practices in Santa Monica, Pasadena, and Long Beach, the other coast, Long Beach, California. She's made a lifetime commitment to help people recover from physical and emotional illnesses. She started her training as a medical doctor in 1989 in Europe, followed by the medical doctor of stomatology training and the residency program in general stomatology. She holds a medical doctor of stomatology European license and brings to her medical hypnotherapy practice 17 years of experience in hospitals, clinics, and private practice in medical and dental fields. She also holds U.S. certifications in hypnotherapy, medical hypnotherapy, and life coaching, and is a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists. Dr. Gabor is also a certified hypnosis instructor for the National Guild of Hypnotists and offers certification courses in hypnotherapy and medical hypnotherapy, both in the U.S. and Europe. And she is the author of Home at the Tree of Life. Dr. Elena Gabor, welcome back to The Conspiracy Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Richard. It's such a pleasure to talk to you again.
Likewise. Let me ask you right out of the chute here about this certification course in hypnotherapy that you offer. Tell me about that. How do people find out about it? How do they register? And what is this course, the certification course, or courses, I should say? What are they all about?
Yes, I teach certification programs in hypnotherapy, in medical hypnotherapy, and spiritual hypnotherapy, in past life regression therapy and analysis, and life between lives regression. And I teach them in person in Los Angeles, and I also teach them in Europe for people that live outside of US, if they're interested. During the summer, I teach there. And also people that are interested could take my training online. The entire training is also online, and it has hundreds of case studies and sessions with clients that they can learn from. It's a very interesting training, and I would say it's a training in subconscious therapy because hypnotherapy works on the subconscious mind, and it's so helpful for psychotherapists, for medical doctors, for psychiatrists, for any specialty in the medical field, as well as for holistic practitioners or just people that are interested in learning how to heal themselves, how to help others heal, to take this training. It's just an amazing training. Actually, I've been training today, and we're going to finish a class next weekend. And I have people from all over the world that take my training, and they have wonderful results. It's a field that I think will become in the future the future medicine, the healing through the power of the mind and through connecting with the higher levels of consciousness, with the subconscious and superconscious self. The superconscious self is the pure consciousness, and once we align ourselves to that level, the vibration of the higher self, the pure positive energy, can flow through our body and through our energy field and heal all the levels of our being, the physical, the subconscious aspect, as well as the levels of the mind. So it's a very interesting and fascinating field.
And how do they register?
They can go on my website at drgabor.com. It's drgabor.com. And there they can find all the information about my training, and they can register there.
Now, can anyone, do you have to bring a certain skill set or certain experiences to this course? Because, I mean, can anyone learn how to help someone or put someone under hypnosis?
Yes, absolutely. As long as a person doesn't have any psychiatric diagnosis, of course, they can become certified in hypnotherapy, because it's not difficult. It's not like it's brain surgery. And usually people that are attracted to this field register. People that don't resonate with it, of course, they wouldn't register. But anyone can learn this process, how to guide people in hypnosis. Hypnosis is just a regular state. We all go through that state every day. But once we learn how to use various techniques in hypnosis, we can achieve amazing results.
In your book, Home at the Tree of Life, you have four clients, and you sort of walk us through some of their past life regressions and then how that helped them with some of their present day issues, correct?
Yes, actually, I described their cases of healing. There are four people that came with severe problems, depression. Some of them even had suicidal thoughts. Others had anxiety, fears, exhaustion, nightmares, and they just wanted to feel better, to feel healthier, to improve the quality of their life, and to understand more about who they were. So you've mentioned past life regression. I did not intend to guide them into past lives. I just told them, go to the sources of your challenges, and they were the ones that started to describe to me that they were accessing lives in which it seemed to, in which they discovered that their problems originated, their depression or their suicidal tendencies or their anxiety. And they described those lives, they reviewed those lives. And once they reviewed them, they started to heal. They started to feel much better. After the first session, for example, in the case of the main character of the book, Mia, and in the case of Professor Ben, the suicidal tendencies disappeared, and the nightmare disappeared. They started to feel better, lighter. They were describing their body so heavy, the muscles pulling them to the ground. So they felt lighter. Their vibration increased. All these conditions I mentioned, usually our health issues, especially the chronic diseases, are actually diseases of our soul. They're subconscious problems. And once the soul heals, the physical body heals. Our body is powered by our energy field, and the energy field is the body of the soul. So if the soul is doing great, the human being is doing great. If the soul is not okay, the human being is not okay. So we have to get in touch with our subconscious aspect, with who we truly are. And here's the question. What is consciousness? The consciousness is the life force, is the soul, is the eternal aspect of us. We are physical beings, but we are just extensions of our soul.
Some people, and, some people like materialists that, that you know, that often are in scientific fields or academia and so forth. They believe that all we are really, that who we are, it resides in the brain, in the mind. And yet, I've pointed this out. I mean, I'm not the first person, but when we talk to someone and we introduce ourselves, or this, you know, and we say, "My name is Richard," for example, we put our hand on our heart, right? We say, "My name is Richard," and we tap our, which is it's a kind of instinctual, which always has you know, led people to believe, well, maybe that's where the soul resides. It's in the heart. Well, otherwise, why would we point to our heart? Is it the where is the soul? The brain, the heart, where?
Actually, the body is in the soul. The soul is the energy field, is the consciousness. It has, the soul has a mind, is the subconscious mind, and has a body, the energy field. But the body itself is in the energy field. The energy field extends outside of the body. It's larger than the body.
Well, that's interesting. And, so the soul is not in us. We are in the soul.
Yes. The soul, it's in a sense, it's a molecule of life force, of source energy, of divine energy, however you would like, the primordial energy from which everything originates, matter and energy. And it radiates out, is very powerful, radiates out its energy. And the soul can extend also from the body. It does that all the time. There are people that for various periods in their life, the soul is not in the body. They look like a shadow. The soul may even go back to the light to rest. It's too exhausted, and it may come back in a few days or in a few months. And the human being is still able to function, but it may not have the same level of energy, the same level of focus. It's a very complex dynamic that's going on at the subconscious level that we're not aware of. We just feel different things, but we don't know why we feel them. And this idea that you mentioned, that consciousness is the result of the brain activity, is starting to be challenged even in science, that the consciousness is inside of the brain is the product of the brain. It's starting to be challenged by near-death experiences, for example, when people describe seeing rooms or operating rooms or what people do there, the doctors and nurses do there, and they describe from a corner of the room outside of their body. So if the consciousness is within the body, how can they see everything from above?
Right.
So this idea is challenged in science right now.
And you mentioned superconsciousness. Just go over that with me again. What is superconsciousness?
Superconscious mind, the superconscious level of consciousness is pure consciousness, is pure positive energy, is our higher self, is the level to which we return after physical life. And is the level where we make all decisions regarding our physical life. At that level, we create our life with infinite possibilities of this life in order for us to be able to have choices to progress and evolve, because this is the purpose of life, to progress, to evolve your consciousness. And that can happen through creating positive energy, through feeling love and receiving love, as well as through experience. So at that highest level of consciousness, the superconscious level, we as consciousness exist in pure positive energy, in that ultimate reality that is described in religion as heaven. That reality is located beyond the light. It's a vibrational reality. It's an energetic reality. It's not really a place. It's beyond time and place.
That's what you call
time and space.
That's what you call home.
Yes. The home of all souls. Yes, is heaven described by religion, but it's not organized or is not that limited as religion describes. It's a place, a vibrational place. It's an unlimited reality where souls return and where there's only pure positive energy. So souls feel amazing there. That's why they say after a person dies and returns to the light, they feel wonderful. And people that have gone through near that experiences have described the same thing, that all their pains or troubles or negative thoughts or suffering disappears once they enter the light.
Do we have
they
physical,
feel wonderful feelings?
Do we take physical form there?
No. The physical form is only in the physical reality. That's a non-physical reality. It's not even energetic reality, how it is the reality of the soul. So the soul has an energetic body. The pure consciousness, the superconscious self, doesn't have a physical body, doesn't have an energetic body. It's like water being in three states. It can be in solid form. That would be the physical aspect of us. It could be liquid. That would be the soul, the subconscious aspect of us, what we are as energy in the energy field or astral plane or etheric field. And then it can be as vapor, and that would be the superconscious state.
What about an astral body? When we leave our body, people report, you know, leaving their body, maybe bilocating, or maybe at night they leave their body. They call that sometimes the astral body. Is that the form that we take when we go home, as you say?
Yes, is the body of the soul. Some call it the dream body because it's the body that we have when we dream and travel. Is the body that we have in out of body experiences, in astral projection. It's the same. It's the soul body. And then as the soul enters the light cleanses the soul of all blockages of any negative energy or low vibration energy. It purifies the soul. The soul charges with positive energy in the light. And then as it transitions beyond the light in the ultimate reality, it doesn't have an energetic body anymore. It transforms into pure consciousness.
And so what do we do in heaven or home while we're waiting to reincarnate?
So after we end a physical life, we enter the light, and there are a few gates in which the soul is evaluated by their spiritual guides, the spiritual masters, the source. Their progress is evaluated if they progressed in that life, if they increased their energy and vibration or not, or if they decreased. And after the life review, the last judgment, right? The judgment day, as it's described in religion, it's not really a judgment, is a positive evaluation of the progress the soul has experienced. Then the soul decides if it would like to remain in the ultimate reality or continue to incarnate, if it wants to continue to progress or fix something. If the soul decides to remain in the ultimate reality, it goes, the first stop would be at the Tree of Life or the Akashic Record place, where the soul would leave the memories of that life, the subconscious as well as the conscious memories of that life. The soul takes with it the conscious memories as well, the memories from the brain.
Dr. Gabor, I'm going to jump in. We'll take a quick time out, come back and continue to talk about soul science and the subconscious. And we'll also talk about some of the case studies in the book, Home at the Tree of Life, including a former Special Forces Israeli Army officer who was able to overcome his panic attacks and sleep disorders with hypnotherapy. Back with more of my conversation with Dr. Elena Gabor right here on The Conspiracy Show. Stay with us.
The truth is not out there. It's right here. The Conspiracy Show with Richard Sarrett from Zoomer Radio.
If you'd like to find out more about online certification in hypnosis, hypnotherapy, medical hypnotherapy, past life regression therapy and analysis, and life beyond life regression certification programs, just go to drgabor.com. That's drgabor.com, drgabor.com. And Dr. Elena Gabor stays with us for the entire 2 hours tonight. In the second hour, top of the hour, we will open up the phone lines and take your questions and comments as we continue to discuss past life regression therapy, reincarnation, lives between life regression, and so on. Now, before we get to the IDF officer and his anxiety attacks, which is featured in your book, Home at the Tree of Life, we'll also talk about some of the other case studies in the book. I just wanted to come back to memory and why we We leave our memories, you say, at the tree of life before we incarnate again or reincarnate. However,
yes.
We know, I mean, some people do have memories of a previous life without regression therapy. And I'm thinking of, for example, the children. There is the, yes. I think his name was the Lieberger case out in Seattle, where this little boy believed he was in a former life a fighter pilot in the Second World War. I mean, there are countless stories of children,
yes.
particularly. So some people do remember a past life and others do not. Why is that?
Well, as I was saying, the souls leave the memories of other lives at the tree of life so that they get into the training program for the next life. They make all the decisions regarding that life, and then they study for that life. They decide what they want to work on that life, and then they incarnate. Now, the people you're referring to, the ones that talk about other lives, they don't remember them. The memories of other lives are not in our brain to remember them, because this brain and this conscious mind was formed in this life. In other lives, we had a different body, a different brain, a different conscious mind. What they are doing, actually, they are accessing those lives. They are accessing in the moment those lives that have relevance to their current life. Maybe they have left with unresolved feelings. This is actually the usual case. So what do they do at the subconscious level? They are attracted by that life. And what they do as souls, they enter that body, they merge with that part of the soul that lives in that body. So with that part of their own soul that experiences that life, because all lives are simultaneous. Past does not exist the way we understand it. So they connect with those lives that happen on a parallel version of reality. They start accessing information. They go again through those experiences and they describe them. People assume their memories. They're actually not memories. They're memories the moment you access them and you bring them into your brain. But they're actually, it's actually a process of accessing that life, not remembering that life.
Right. No, it's a subtle difference, but I think I understand.
Yes. So they have that ability. Especially children have that ability because until 6 or 7 years old, literally the conscious mind is not fully formed. They function from their subconscious. And for the subconscious, it's a regular thing, an unusual thing to travel to connect with other versions of themselves. So when they start describing, they talk as if it's a normal thing. And that's when parents may become confused, may tell them, oh, it's your imagination, or oh, that didn't happen. And they confuse the children. And some stop sharing what they access because they're not understood. And some, if the parents actually are interested in what they're saying, may share more information.
Well, first of all, anxiety and panic attacks. So many people
yes.
today are suffering from anxiety, depression,
yes.
panic attacks. This is often affecting their sleep.
Absolutely.
Now you have a case in the book Home with the Tree of Life, a former Israeli Special Forces officer. Who came to you?
Actually, he's not in my book. He's a recent client who actually became my student when he saw the amazing transformation he went through with hypnotherapy in just a few sessions. So, yes, he's in his late 20s, former Israeli Special Forces soldier. And about 2 years ago, he started to have severe panic attacks with non-epileptic seizures. He was passing out, and it was happening usually in crowds or in closed spaces, like malls, and sometimes even when he became very angry. He felt like his body was becoming very heavy. He was feeling very weak, losing control of himself, had a very hard time breathing. And he described that it was like being underwater and even chest pain. So he was losing his consciousness for a few seconds to a few minutes. And it became very hard for him to leave his house. He tried other forms of therapy, but nothing changed his state. So he decided to come for a few hypnotherapy sessions. And I would like to say that after our first session, his panic attacks stopped. It took a few sessions to overcome his anxiety completely, but his panic attacks stopped right there. He never had non-epileptic seizures anymore. So his state improved drastically. And in our first session, I only offered him suggestions. We did a hypnotherapy session for providing to him suggestions to overcome anxiety. Anxiety is the result of functioning from fear-based beliefs about the future. And in the second and third session, we did regression work to identify the sources of these issues. And what is interesting is that every single life addressed one of his symptoms. For example, he saw a life as a man who drowned because his boat had cracked and sinked. And he could recognize as he was drowning that feeling of not being able to breathe and being underwater. And after he reviewed that life, that feeling was gone, that symptom. And then he saw another life as an African man who was exploring nature and ended up sinking in the mud, dying in the mud. He could not control the situation. His body was very heavy, and he died swallowing mud. So again, he wasn't able to breathe. So it's very similar symptoms to his panic attacks.
Now, did he believe in reincarnation? I mean, when he came out of this regression, what was his reaction?
He felt better. He was surprised by what he was accessing. He resonated with the concept of reincarnation, but he didn't think, or he never read anything about that. He never thought it would be relevant for his current symptoms or his current life. He had another feeling in the malls. He felt like he wouldn't find the exit. He had a panic about that. And he actually saw a life in which he was a 17 years old man who ended up in a maze, and he became frustrated and desperate that he wasn't able to find the exit. He didn't die in that life. He finally found it, but it was exactly the same feeling. And then he explored some other lives, and here's an interesting one.
Dr. Gabor, I'll get you to save that one when we come back. We'll get right back.
All right.
To the Special Forces soldier who suffered from panic attacks, sleep disorders, nightmares, unpleasant dreams, and those were resolved with hypnotherapy, past life regression therapy. We'll also talk about Mia again, who features large in Home at the Tree of Life by my guest, Dr. Elena Gabor. Stay with us right here on The Conspiracy Show.
Providing the evidence and letting you draw your own conclusions. This is The Conspiracy Show with Richard Sarrett on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back. Dr. Elena Gabor, my guest, past life regression therapist, registered hypnotherapist, and the website, drgabor.com, drgabor.com, and you can find out how to register there for her various online certified hypnosis classes, past life regression therapy, medical hypnosis, life between lives, and so forth. Now, we were just finishing up with the Israeli Special Forces officer who was dealing with anxiety and panic attacks and non-epileptic seizures, and he threw several past life regressions, two of which involved drowning of a sort. He was able to overcome some of his other issues.
Now, yes.
You wanted to finish up with him before we move on to Mia or Maya.
Yes. He actually saw a few lives in which he was a soldier, but the last life he saw, he was a 36 years old man on electric chair. He ended up on the electric chair because he killed thousands of Germans at the end of World War II. He described himself as being a terrorist, a Russian Jewish, who blew up buildings. It didn't matter if there were children or women, or it didn't really matter for him. And he felt like the Americans are doing this to me. That's what he said. The Americans are doing this to me, and it's not fair. And as he was dying on the electric chair, he had the same feelings and sensations in the head area as he had during his seizures. So after these sessions, he never had panic attacks again. It's been about 9 months since we had our first session. And now he's a hypnotherapist and he's helping other people overcome anxiety and panic attacks as well.
All right. Now, Maya, who is occupies a great deal of space in Home of the Tree of Life. Tell me about her first of all, how you met, and then this is a short segment. We'll continue on after the upcoming break. But first of all, who was Maya? What were her circumstances?
Mia was a young woman who did not believe in hypnosis. She rejected the idea. But when she became suicidal after taking medication, she realized there is nothing that could help her at that point. She was looking for ways to commit suicide, and she accepted to have a hypnotherapy session. And she saw a life as a gypsy woman. She saw multiple lives, but the most relevant one was as a gypsy woman in a community of circus people. And that life was so beautiful. She felt amazing feelings of love for the community as well as for her husband in that life and for her children. And the feeling of love elevated her, and the nightmares and the suicidal thoughts disappeared after that session. Depression is the disconnection from the energy of love, is the devaluation of the self, is the result of functioning from negatively oriented beliefs. And with that session, she could feel again love in her heart. This is how hypnotherapy helps people, by helping them feel, change their feeling states. Talk therapy is not able to achieve that. Talk therapy teaches them wonderful ideas, but does not do changes at the feeling level. That's what hypnotherapy does. And it was very valuable in her case. And Mia ended up having wonderful skills of perceptions at the soul level. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Dr. Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters.
Yes.
She has the same skills as Catherine, the main character, but even at a higher level, in the sense that Catherine was able not only to experience her past lives and to release her symptoms, but she was able to connect with the spiritual masters and just voice their messages. But she was able to stay in that state for a short period of time. Mia has the same abilities, but is able to stay in that state of connection with the spiritual masters for about an hour or 2 hours sometimes. And because of that, I got the chance to ask a lot of the questions that I'm sure Dr. Brian Wise would have loved to ask the masters, such as who are we? Why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What is this that we're living in here? How diseases are formed? How should we heal ourselves? So the entire book contains a lot of these questions from the answers. They revealed an introduction to subconscious science for us to awaken to our true nature, to remember who we are and where we come from and why we are here.
Her life as a man, Joe, we'll just begin this conversation now, and we'll talk about it after the break. Tell me about her life as Joe.
So Joseph, he was a lawyer in Yugoslavia. His wife died at birth, and that life was linked to Mia's depression. Joseph went through such tremendous emotional pain, she recognized that is the source of her depression. And again, after that was the second session we had. And after that, her depression started to lift. It took a while for her to get to a level of peace and love. It took multiple sessions and many journeys into the light. After every session she experienced after the life as Joseph, again, she took the journey into the light through the ethereal field, entered the light. She described what was going on there in the light, how the soul transforms into the superconscious self. As a soul, you have a body, you can see your energetic field, which is like a lighter version of your physical body.
All right, I've got to jump in here, Dr. Gabor. We hear that music percolating up. That means it's time to step away just for a moment. We'll be back. Dr. Elena Gabor, past life regression therapist, home at the Tree of Life, right here, The Conspiracy Show. My name is Richard Serrett. Don't go away.
Exploring theories, uncovering facts, and offering a different view of the universe. This is The Conspiracy Show with Richard Serrett on Zoomer Radio. To speak with Richard live, call 416-360-0740 or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
And we are back, and we will get to your phone calls in hour two as we approach the top of the hour, Dr. Elena Gabor. And again, if you would like to register for her online certification programs in hypnosis, medical hypnosis, soul therapy, past life regression, that's drgabor.com, drgabor.com, drgabor.com. Incidentally, how long are these courses, Elena?
The ones in person are 100 hours. The one that's online, it's more than 100 hours. The class itself may take 100 hours, but there's so many case studies that students can listen to and research that it may take about 500 hours.
And after you complete this course and get the certification, can you then open your own practice?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They can practice as certified hypnotherapists or hypnotists, and they receive also certification in past life regression and in life beyond life regression, as well as medical hypnotherapy.
All right, back to Mia. We were talking about first her life as Joseph, one of her incarnations.
After Mia explored the life as Joseph and realized how much that life had impacted her current life, she felt exactly like Joseph in the current life. After that life, as she left the life, she went back to the light, and once in the light, all that suffering disappeared, and she started to perceive herself how she looked like. She realized that she didn't have the regular energetic body as a soul. She became a flame, and slowly as she entered beyond the light, she was literally a presence, and connected again with the spiritual masters. And the spiritual masters wanted to introduce her to the ultimate reality, for her to remember the home of all souls. And they took her to the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life was perceived by my other clients described in the book, the other characters in the book. And then the Tree of Life is the place of connection of souls, where all the lives and everything that ever existed can be accessed. The entire history of all universes is there. She explored the River of Life, which is a river of souls that travel together in the ultimate reality. And as well as through the river, you can actually exit through the river and incarnate wherever you would like to incarnate. And then she discovered, and another client as well discovered, this infinite energy that could appear and disappear, that could become like a star or like a waterfall, have different colors, but mainly white and gold color, and started to engage with the energy. And the first client, who Julia, who saw that energy and realized it's very old, very wise, very pure, Julia could not figure out who is that energy. She only recognized it's very different from the spiritual masters. And when Mia encountered the same energy, she described it as an infinite waterfall. The spiritual masters described that it's actually the source of life, God, which was for me a very shocking revelation, because I never thought that you can actually go to a place, a vibrational place, where you could access God. I never thought that God is accessible to any of us, that you can actually talk to and also merge with. Mia started to engage, to communicate with the source, and then merge with the source. The spiritual masters guided her to become one with the source in order to perceive how it feels to be one with God, to understand what unconditional love means. And the source described that any soul is welcome to come there anytime they want to. And once they experience that level of love, it's an extraordinary level of feeling. It's such a high vibration. It's such an ecstatic feeling that it heals emotionally. The ultimate level of healing, the emotional
Who gets to meet these spiritual masters? Do you have to be an old soul that has been around a while in order to meet the spiritual masters?
Every single soul is guided by spiritual guides, and the spiritual masters are the spiritual guides of every guide. So the spiritual masters and guides are always with us. It's just that at the human level, we don't perceive them. So we have to enter in these states, like hypnosis, states of connection with the higher levels of consciousness. So in hypnosis, you become consciously aware of what you do as a soul. And once you enter the light, you actually are able to perceive better, because it's pure positive energy. Everything is perceived crystal clear there. There's no interference of low vibration like in this reality. We are in a dual reality. So you don't necessarily need to be a highly evolved soul. Definitely evolved souls may perceive it easier because they have practiced this. They have high vibration, but any other soul can perceive. The ultimate reality is the home of all souls. all souls should go there every single night. This idea that you go to the light only when you die is incorrect, because you should go to the light every single night, because there you cleanse. It's like taking a shower. It's like resting and eating. Just like as a human being, you go home every night, you should go home every night. You should go as a soul home every night, because if you don't, you become overwhelmed energetically. The blockages of negative energy or used energy start piling up in your energy field, and you become sick. You've developed depression, you develop anxiety, stress, and all sorts of other feelings, exhaustions, and so on. So the most important thing for a human being is to learn that it should have the desire to go home as a soul. Every night the soul extends from the body. Consciously, we feel like we fall asleep, but we realize that in dreams we're not there. We're somewhere else experiencing other things. Dreams are nothing that are nothing but becoming aware at the conscious level of what we do subconsciously. Maybe it's not exactly how we're seeing, because the human mind interprets in its own way what is happening there. But most of us are aware that during dreams, we're not in the bed. We're somewhere else doing other things, traveling, flying, engaging with other people and so on. That's because we are somewhere else.
How do we train ourselves to go home, as you say, every night?
Oh, actually, there is a technique that anyone could use. I used it starting medical school. Someone told me, a family member that was going to yoga told me, use this technique if you want to heal, if something, if you have a health condition or something is hurting or you want to feel better, use this technique. So it's focusing on white golden light. It's like focusing on the sun, looking at the sun. And stay with that imagery of the sun as if the sun is in front of your face. Just stick with that imagery. And it works really well, because at the soul level, at the subconscious level, what you focus on, you experience. What you focus on, you merge with.
All right, we have to take a quick time out. We're at the top of the hour. We'll pick up on that point. We'll open up the phone lines, and we'll also talk about another case in the book, Professor Ben, Home with the Tree of Life. Dr. Elena Gabor, my guest. Stay with us right here, Conspiracy Show.
Live from Toronto, Canada, Earth. The Conspiracy Show with Richard Sarrett on Zoomer Radio.
Thanks for inviting me into your home. RV, camper, taxi. Your parents' well-appointed rec room. With the shag carpeting, simulated electric log fireplace, and the painting of the dogs playing poker. Your loft. That greasy spoon just off the interstate, and your cabin in the woods. A big howdy to all of you listening in on our flagship station, Zoomer Radio. 740 kilohertz on the amplitude modulation band and 96.7 on the frequency modulation band. Hi to those tuning in on one of our affiliate stations across North America. Hi to those who stream us on zoomerradio.ca and on my YouTube channel, Strange Planet. And hi to those of you in the YouTube live chat. We are live streaming, but just the audio tonight, just the audio. But we'll be back live streaming next week again with audio and video when I broadcast from my little studio beneath the stairs. Next week on the program, Carl Gallops will be here. We shall be returning, I should say. And he'll be here for the full 2 hours to discuss his latest book. Man, this guy is prolific. This one is called The Gods of the Final Kingdom. The Gods of the Final Kingdom, Carl Gallops, next week on The Conspiracy Show for the full 2 hours. So mark that one down. It will be a good one, I promise you. Dr. Elena Gabor, registered hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, is here sharing some incredible insights into the soul and the subconscious, the soul, or the science of the soul, as she likes to call it. She is the author of Home at the Tree of Life, in which she shares four people's extraordinary journeys of self-discovery and healing from severe disorders like depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, insomnia, all attained without prescription medication. Well, that's going to have Big Pharma upset, I'm guessing. All right, Dr. Gabor, welcome back. And let me see. We were talking spiritual masters.
Yes. And how to connect with the light. Actually, if people are interested, I have a free hypnotherapy session that they can use at home when they go to sleep at night, never while driving the car, though. And they can find it on my website. It's on the upper left corner of my website. If they look with a computer, they won't see it if they search with a phone. So with a computer, upper left corner, a free hypnotherapy session for improving the quality of sleep. And it's also for free on my YouTube channel, Dr. Elena Gabor Hypnosis Hypnotherapy. It's my YouTube channel, and they can listen to that recording every night when they go to sleep. It will improve the quality of sleep. I have helped thousands of people overcome their insomnia, their sleep paralysis, their nightmares. It really works well for sleep paralysis. I know that a lot of people experience those terrifying nightmares where they can't move their body, they can't speak, they can't scream, and have terrifying experiences. With hypnotherapy, with guiding the soul to the light, all those end. Usually it's the first thing that people experience once they start having hypnotherapy sessions, the quality of sleep improves. Now, about spiritual masters and spiritual guides, every single soul has a team of guides, whether it's one guide that's highly evolved, it's a very large energy, or there are multiple guides. And
are they unique to the individual? Like, do I have separate spiritual masters from you?
You may have a few spiritual masters, but they can, or spiritual guides, but they can be the guides of other people as well, because souls have the ability to be in multiple places at the same time. It's the property of consciousness called omnipresence. They can divide their energy and focus on multiple people at the same time, especially the ones that are larger energies. When you're a very small energy or beginner energy, you can't really do that because you don't have enough energy to divide, to be in multiple places. And they are protectors and healers. Once they join with you in the body, sometimes they can enter the body to help us go through difficult situations. For example, an accident, you don't know how you were able to get out alive of that accident. It's because your guides intervened and enter your body and made the right move, or protected your car energetically, or things like that. And they can enter your body and help you heal because they bring positive energy. And we all have, in addition to these spiritual guides, that are evolved souls that have a lot of experience in incarnation. There are also guides that are part of the angelic realm, that's also in the ultimate reality. Angels do not incarnate. They are energies that are already at the level of the source, and they're created with the purpose of protecting the souls that incarnate, protecting them from low vibrations. And
What are low vibrations? What do you mean by low vibrations? Well, is that like a demon? A demon?
The energy is like in physics. It can be high vibration. It can be low vibration. It can vibrate at a higher frequency or at a lower frequency. All energies were initially positive energies. But if you absorb a lot of low vibration, you can transform your positive energy in negative energy, and then you become a negative energy soul. And yes, there are those demonic energies too, but again, all energies have been positive initially, and once they started to incarnate, to go beyond the light, to have other lives, they can absorb low vibration. That's what we're doing in this reality, in this dual realities where we incarnate. We're learning to manage our energy, to know when to how to connect deeper with the energy of love. No matter where we incarnate, the energy that will always protect us, the energy that heals us, the energy that maintains us function properly and optimally is positive energy. We are channels. As physical beings, we are channels for energy. And the quality of our thoughts determines the quality of the energy that we bring into our body and we interpret as feelings. So if we feel unpleasant feelings, it means the vibrational energy that flows through us is not okay. And we feel that in depression, we feel in anxiety, we feel when we're angry. And it's the result of the thoughts we choose to hold on to operate from. But it's very important to understand that we're not our thoughts, that thoughts and beliefs are just tools to shape our health and our reality with. So operating from empowering, loving, positive, forgiving, kind, optimistic, and objective thoughts and beliefs leads to healing, leads to having the life we desire. So that's why hypnotherapy is so powerful, because it works on those programs of thinking. It helps the soul rediscover itself, to understand why it feels the way it feels, why the human being has the life it created for itself. And once you uncover all those aspects of yourself and where those feelings originated, all those feelings are released. It's so interesting. Once you saw life, the feelings are released, the negative feelings.
If you have if someone is undergoing a regression, do sometimes spirit guides step forward and start speaking on behalf of the person?
If the person is a pure channel, if a soul has the ability to enter the light, go beyond the light, and connect with a spiritual master and desire and wants the spiritual masters to come through them to answer questions, that can happen.
And Maya was such a person, correct? Maya was such a person.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly. But the vibration of that soul has to match the vibration of the guides and masters. So in other words, the human beings that are the incarnation of spiritual guides and masters have that ability. A newer soul would have a very difficult time doing that. It wouldn't be able, because it's not a match vibrationally for the spiritual guides or masters.
Let me grab a call here. Ed is in London. Ed, welcome to The Conspiracy Show. You're on the line with Dr. Elena Gabor. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there.
Love your show. Another interesting topic.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Ed.
Sorry to bring you back to Earth with a more mundane question. I'm wondering if the doctors had any success in treating alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, actually, Professor Ben is one of those cases that's presented in my book. He had difficulty with alcohol. He started to drink every night in the hopes of feeling better. He had severe depression, waking up with suicidal thoughts in the morning, with horrible feelings. Mm-hmm. And that tendency was overcome through these sessions. Actually, Professor Ben's case is more interesting. He connected with a life of his that he lived as a Roman soldier. And at some point, he felt that he crossed the path with Jesus. But his physical reaction was very unusual. His body arched on the bed, and as he was crossing the path with Jesus, he didn't even speak with Jesus or anything. He just crossed, he walked near him, and Jesus's energy was so powerful that Professor Ben's body channeled that energy, and it went through his body and it healed him from depression, from the need to drink alcohol. It's drinking alcohol or doing drugs. These are tendencies of, these are egoic tendencies of self-destruction. Those are the tools of the ego mind to destroy that body or the soul. So with hypnotherapy, people can identify why do they drink and where is this tendency coming from and why do they want to ruin themselves. And again, it's the lack of love. when you start to engage with the energy of love, and during the hypnotherapy sessions, you access those amazing lives where you felt wonderful feelings and go beyond those lives and reconnect with the universe of love. It's only pure love energy there. You elevate your vibration and you don't need to drink anymore because you feel good just because you're channeling those feelings. People drink or do drugs in the desire to feel good, but actually it makes them feel worse.
Ed, did you have a follow-up question?
No, but that's very encouraging. Thank you very much.
All right,
you're very welcome. Just, Ed, go to my website and download that recording and just listen to it every night. Just fall asleep with it. No one needs to stay awake the entire session. You can fall asleep after the first two words I say, because the subconscious never sleeps and it will follow the directions. And once the soul will finally end up in the light, will rest, will release blockages, people will have less need to drink.
And that is that free recording is at drgabor.com, 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 drgabor.com. You just play it right off your computer, I guess.
Or phone, or download it on a CD and play it every night when you go to sleep. And again, let it play. You just sleep. That's it. That's all you need to sleep. The subconscious mind will follow the suggestions.
All right.
We'll give it a try.
Thank you, Ed. Good luck to you. All right. Professor Ben, so he experienced life as a Roman soldier.
Yes, that was the third session he saw. The first session he experienced was as a young man who was adopted by the parents, but he felt like he wasn't loved like his sister was. The sister was the daughter of those parents. And he felt that nobody loves him the way his sister is loved, even though his parents were loving him. And then as an adult, he carried those feelings. Professor Ben recognized the adult feelings for the child. He had compassion, but for the adult, he had frustration because his life was fine. He had a wife. He had a good job. He seemed to be okay there, but he still carried those unpleasant feelings. And as an adult, he killed himself. And Professor Ben clearly recognized those feelings being the feelings that he was waking up in the morning with for years. And after reviewing that life, his suicidal thoughts and those unpleasant feelings that he was waking up with in the morning completely disappeared. And he started to feel better. In the second session, he saw life as a man that felt so much love for his community, for his neighbors. Even though his wife died, he was alone, he still felt really good. He loved going to the church, going to the library, engaging with people. And he lived in a small town, and Professor Ben was very surprised. He said, I've never in my life had feelings like I've experienced in this session, having love for everyone and feeling okay living in a small town. He said he always hated small towns. But the surprising detail about that life was that when he saw the house of that man, he was very surprised because that seemed to be his grandparents' house, the house he grew up in. And he couldn't understand. He was actually seeing the details of that house. And the only difference was that a tree in the back of the house wasn't there. And there was something else there. So he was very surprised. The town was the same. The church was the same. So he went home and researched who built that house where he grew up, and his grandparents built that house. So as he continued to research, he discovered that, and he said, my name is Henry in that life. And as he researched, he continued to research because he was sure that was the town in which he grew up, and that was the house. He realized that on the land, he looked on the documents of the grandparents' house. They still own that house and that land. He realized that there was another house built on that land, on the other side of the property, and the grandparents built their house identical with the design of that house. And very surprising, the name of that man, the great-great-grandparent or something like that. So it was the grandparent of his grandparents. The name, his name was Henry.
Right, right.
What so it was so surprising to see that he's the incarnation of his great-great-grandfather.
Oh, about a dozen years ago, I was down in New Jersey for a family wedding. And we were driving through a small town. I may have mentioned this to you once before. We're driving down the main street of this historic town in New Jersey, and I had one of the most profound cases of deja vu I've ever had. And sometime later, I was on Ancestry.com or Ancestry.ca was having one of these promotions. So you had like a week's free membership. So I went on there. And started looking around, and on my mother's side, it turns out our ancestors came from New Jersey. Is deja vu related to a past life, not a memory, but to a past life? Deja vu.
It could definitely be. Some people, like Brian Weiss, say that yes, it can be an extension of another life, remembering, reconnecting with an experience from another life. I would say so, yes.
And do we travel with the same group of people every life, but maybe we switch roles, but it's the same souls all the time?
The souls that we choose to incarnate with as parents or close family members, usually yes. Others, not necessarily. It depends on every soul. If the soul needs to have other souls that he's comfortable with around him, yes. But with evolved souls or highly evolved souls, they don't have that need anymore. And the entire humanity is their family. So sometimes you encounter in your life souls with which you had other lives, and you may feel very connected with, and you may feel that you're very comfortable with, and you may have souls that you can stand, other people you can stand, or you have conflicts with. You may have lived with those again.
All right.
Those feelings are nothing but resurrection of other feelings. It's just the resurrection of other experiences. As souls, we continue in this life to fight battles we started in another life.
We'll come back. We'll take Irene's call in Mississauga. Paul is in Oshawa. Other calls. You can get to the phones at 416-360-0740 in the Greater Toronto Area, 416-360-0740. Toll free from out of town, 1-866-740-4740.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.